Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I have another story for you today. Early this morning, I was walking down the streets of Haytown on my way to work. I work at the school as a janitor. That means I clean everything in the school. I keep it clean. It's a good job. The pay is good. The teachers and children are really nice to me. And I feel good about what I do. I'm really proud of keeping the school clean. Anyway, I start my work early in the day, and today I decided to walk to work. It was a cold morning, but there were no clouds in the sky. I knew the sun would come out and be beautiful, and I wanted to look out for any flowers that might be blooming. It's almost spring, you see. It's a beautiful time of year. So, I was walking down one of the streets of Haytown, walking towards the early morning sun that cast long shadows on the ground. My shadow must have been 20 feet long and very thin. When I bent my knees, it looked like the very thin, thin legs of a spider. Oh, I love those long shadows. I was enjoying the beauty of the day and of my town. But then, as I passed by the bank, I noticed a pile of blankets and cardboard on the street. A pair of dirty, bare feet was sticking out from under the blankets. Someone was sleeping there. Beside the person was a dog, also sleeping. It's very rare to see people sleeping on the street in this town. I couldn't remember the last time I'd seen someone sleeping on the street in Haytown. It made me feel bad and sad. How can we let this happen? I thought. But I didn't stop and wake the person up. I just kept walking to work. Soon I was walking by the creek that runs through town. It's a little stream of water we call Barbary Creek. At a certain point, Barbary Creek goes under a bridge that cars drive over. And as I was walking under the bridge, I saw someone sleeping under there too. They had a little home set up down there, like they were living there every night. I couldn't believe it. When did this happen? I wondered. Finally, just as I was about to go to school, I heard some music. It was a guitar and someone singing. I looked for the singer and saw an old man sitting right on the pavement, playing an old, almost broken guitar and singing. It sounded rough, but beautiful in a way. Behind him was a camping tent. So, he was sleeping on the street too. I noticed a dirty old hat in front of him with a few small coins in it. I felt in my pockets for any coins, but I didn't have any at all. I didn't have any change. I looked in my wallet to see what kind of money I had. There was only one $20 bill in there. I hesitated for a moment, then put the $20 bill in the hat. And he paused his song for a quick thank you and went right back into the music. As I walked on, I wished I had a whole lot of money. I wished I was a millionaire. I thought if I were a millionaire, I know what I'd do. I'd go right now to the bank and take out $30,000 in cash. I'd get three envelopes and put $10,000 in each envelope. I'd also write my phone number in each one with a note that said, "Here's $10,000. When you find a place to live, give me a call. Tell me your address. Then I'll send you $10,000 more." Anytime I saw someone sleeping on the street, I'd give them $10,000 so they could find somewhere to live. That's my plan for when I become a millionaire. Well, that's all I've got for today, my friends. I'm looking forward to seeing you next time, right here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.